Good freaking afternoon, my dudes. This is Elena White coming at you live from my living room at 2:49 p.m. on a great Sunday afternoon. Currently filming this 4 days late, but that is alright. Totally worth the extra sleep. However, today I am informing you about the quite boring but extraordinary golden age of Maya. Sarcasm. If you are a rebel and skip 9th grade global class, and you live under a rock and you didn't know, a golden age is a period of time known for its peace, prosperity, and progress. The classic period that began around AD 250 was the golden age of Maya Empire. This golden age was remembered for its some 40 cities and had a population of between 5,000 and 50,000 people. And that's a lot of people. The geographical location of Maya extended throughout southern Mexico and northern Central America. Mayans had a wide range of agriculture techniques, including intensive raised field agriculture, and they also had large trees and species that provided wild foods. They also grew foods such as beans and squash, etc. In the Mayan economy, they used chocolate as coins, and just saying, life doesn't get better than having both money and chocolate, so I thought that was pretty cool. They also traded around their empire, and jobs depended on your social class, much like the caste system. Catch you there. Some jobs were farmers, warriors, scribes, priests, and merchants, etc. Their economy showed progress. The Mayans learned the techniques to consolidate and expand their power. They did this through spreading through their advanced economy and conquest. They built cities and connected them by roads to be more sufficient. They also learned to develop trade networks and expand their power. Expanding power in this golden age showed progress. How amazing. The Mayans government established specific laws. Okay, I'm too lazy to refilm all that. But when the Mayans government was established, specific laws were created along as well. They also started having leaders. Their laws were very strict, which resulted in a peaceful civilization. When the laws were broke, the Mayan civilization decided that death would be a proper punishment. Their laws and their civilization showed prosperity. Who is knocking on my front door? My bad. I thought there was a ghost in my house, but there's not. You know, just kind of really tired right now. But their laws and their civilization showed prosperity. Along with laws came disagreements, and disagreements turned into war. Warfare was an important determinant of the relative power of the prestige of individual Maya politics. Warfare had a religious meaning. Why is there planes outside? Alright, we're taking action again. We're going to try and hold our anger in. However, warfare had a religious meaning, and the most important conflicts between kingdoms were reenacted in ritual ball games. Ball games were obviously played with a rubber ball, I mean, unless they used, like, a grenade or something. Who knows? Probably with a rubber ball, though. Players would attempt to bounce the ball without using their hands through stone hoops. This showed peace, and this also showed they made basketball, dude. Their social hierarchy in the Maya Golden Age was a relatively organized set of social classes. It ranged from kings to priests, nobles, artisans, merchants, farmers, soldiers, and as well as slaves. Much like the caste system created in 1500 BC, depending on where you stood social class-wise, decided your job. This is all considered of religious and ethical systems, and the showed peace. The Golden Age for Mayans developed great agriculture and many agricultural achievements. Today, deep in the jungles of Central America, there are some of the most magnificent ancient pyramids and temples. Mayans constructed royal palaces, governments, buildings, and intricate picture writing systems called hieroglyphs. These achievements showed progress. Some of the most famous achievements consisted of mathematical or scientific achievements. When dozens of great cities erected, then came a sophisticated writing system. Mayans used patterns to create pyramids showing mathematical achievements. Scientific achievements consisted of astronomy. Minds were very skilled astronomers who carefully studied the sky, because they believed it revealed the gods' devised calendars. This showed progress as well. And we're going to cut because I have to pee. My bad, I had to pee, and I found a cookie, so I ate that. But, given all the examples of peace, prosperity, and progress, this all goes to show how the Mayans went through a golden age. And how boring was that? I really hope I have 100 in this class now, because that was awful.